Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 38. Today is February 1st, 2011. Today's topic is increase your happiness with one distinction. Do you know the difference between beliefs and occurrings? They're a totally different phenomena, and you need to be able to eliminate both of them to have a truly satisfying life. Do you ever make a distinction between reality and how reality occurs for you? Very few people even realize that there is a difference between the two, which leads them to deal with a reality that exists only in their mind. And do you know why the ability to make that distinction is crucial to having a truly happy life? Most people have no idea. I was preparing a handout for the new Lefko Occurring course starting February 1st that discussed these three issues, and I realized that the information in the handout would be useful to all the readers of my blog. So I'm reprinting most of the handout here. Definitions. Reality. What actually happens in the world. What you know through your five senses, especially what you can see or hear. What you would capture on a video recording. Occurring. The meaning you give to events in reality. Usually we don't distinguish between reality and how reality occurs for us, or occurring. So we think the meaning we give reality is reality. For example, losing our job is a fact in reality. That it is a disaster or a great opportunity are two possible ways the event can occur for you. You can see that you no longer have a job. You can't see that the job loss is a disaster or an opportunity. No meaning. Events in reality have no inherent meaning. In other words, you can't draw any inferences or make any predictions for sure as a result of observing any events. When you do the Lefko belief process, you experience clearly that mom's and dad's behavior had no inherent meaning, that the way they treated you meant nothing about you. The difference between a belief and an occurring, and why that difference is important. Beliefs are the meaning we give to a series of events. The meaning usually is a statement about ourselves, people, or life. A belief is a statement about reality that we feel and act is the truth. Now, remember, it's possible to intellectually disagree with something we believe. Beliefs are generalizations. For example, I am whatever. People are whatever. Life is whatever. Once formed, beliefs continue to exist and affect our behavior, feelings, and perceptions forever, unless we're able to eliminate the belief. On the other hand, our occurrings are the meaning we give to a specific event. Each occurring is a distinct experience that usually lasts only a short time, and then fades away by itself when we stop thinking about the event. An example of an occurring is your boss asking you a question, and it occurring to you as if she doesn't trust you, or she doesn't like you, or you're going to get fired. That is the meaning you've given to the boss's question. In reality, all that happened is that she asked you a question. Your long-standing beliefs are not occurrings. Occurrings require, by definition, an event. An occurring is how an event occurs for you. If there's no event, there's no occurring. So beliefs and occurrings are two totally different phenomena. There's a relationship between them, however, in that beliefs are the major source of our occurrings. In other words, how a meaningless event occurs for us is determined mainly by our beliefs. Change your beliefs, and events will show up for you differently. For example, if you believe people are stupid, they will occur for you that way. Eliminate that belief, and your occurring probably will change. But because each is a distinct phenomenon, it's possible to dissolve an occurring without eliminating any beliefs. If you don't eliminate the beliefs that are causing an occurring, you're likely to continue to have the same occurring when similar events happen in your life. The reason this distinction between reality and our occurrings is so important is that most people rarely distinguish between them, thereby acting as if their occurring is reality. In other words, we rarely deal with what's actually in the world. We deal with the meaning we've given what's in the world, a meaning that exists only in our mind. Reality can't cause feelings. Because events have no inherent meaning, they're unable to make you feel anything. What produces your feelings, apart from some conditioning and sometimes beliefs, is the meaning you give to events. So beliefs, which are meaning you've given to a series of events, can result in feelings such as anger resulting from the beliefs I'm powerless and what makes me powerful in control is having things exactly the way I want them. When people don't do what you want them to do, you feel powerless and then feel anger at the people who didn't do what you wanted them to do. If you didn't have these two beliefs, you'd either ignore the people who aren't doing what you want or you'd ask them again, giving reasons. The meaning you give specific events you're occurring also result in feelings. If you don't get something you want and you give it the meaning, I can't get what I want and I never will, you'll get upset. If you give it the meaning, I haven't gotten what I want yet, so what do I have to do to get it? You'll feel challenged and excited. Therefore, dissolving your occurrings enables you to simultaneously dissolve negative feelings such as anxiety, anger, and upset. Please let me know if these definitions and distinctions are clear and if they're useful. I look forward to hearing from you on my blog at mortylefko.com. For information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Thank you for listening. I look forward to talking to you next week with podcast number 39. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.